In this bulletin, mixed reaction after Treasurer Josh Frydenberg delivers his third budget. Tensions continue escalating between Israel and Hamas. And in sport, Manchester City wins its fifth English Premier League title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shirala. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has delivered his third budget with billions in new spending designed to help Australia's economy recover from the COVID-19 induced recession. One key aim is to reduce Australia's unemployment rate to 4.5%. The deficit this financial year is forecast to be $161 billion, which will fall to $106 billion in 2021 to 2022. The spending means debt will rise to almost $1 trillion in 2025. The majority of the spending is going to vulnerable people like the elderly, children and people with a disability. In response to the Aged Care Royal Commission, Mr. Frydenberg says $17.7 billion is being directed to the sector over 5 years, including the provision of an additional 80,000 home care packages.
We will increase the time nurses and carers are required to spend with residents. We will make an additional payment of $10 per resident per day to enhance the viability and sustainability of the residential aged care system. We will support over 33,000 new training places for personal carers and a new Indigenous workforce.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the increased spending is still not sufficient.
But when it comes to aged care, I mean, this system's been neglected for 8 long years of this government. They had a royal commission, and what they've announced tonight still falls short of implementing the recommendations.
Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme, Linda Reynolds, says the government is funding an additional $13.2 billion for the NDIS through to 2023 to 2024. Disability advocates hope the extra funding support handed down in the budget will stimulate discussions about the scheme's future sustainability. The National Disability Services' David Moody told SBS the budget signals the next step in dialogue about the scheme.
We actually think that what tonight's budget represents is, if you like, a declaration that all sides of politics need to drop the politics and for there to be a substantive conversation nationally around the scheme and how to ensure its future viability.
The budget also focuses on genuine advances for women, with $3.4 billion in targeted funding across women's safety, economic security, health and well-being. The program includes $1.1 billion for women's safety measures, $1.9 billion into securing women's economic participation and leadership, as well as $20.5 million in responding to workplace sexual harassment, including the 2020 Respect at Work report. $1.7 billion is also invested into childcare to ensure women can participate in greater numbers in the workforce, and providing services that are inclusive of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women, women with a disability from culturally and linguistically diverse and LGBTIQ+ communities on the agenda. The government says new funding will contribute to the closing the gap targets and better outcomes for Indigenous Australians. It will complement measures that will be announced in the Commonwealth's implementation plan. Paul Wright, National Director of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island People Organisation, ANTA, says budget figures don't add up.
It doesn't even come close to that kind of financial resource and commitment to actually deliver on what they say they want to do over the next 10 years. So that, for me, is a real worry. How do they deliver on their good intentions that's in that new national agreement from last year? That's still an open question, and the budget tonight didn't answer that question.
To other news now, and a 13-storey residential block in the Gaza Strip has collapsed after being struck by an Israeli airstrike as tensions between Israel and Hamas continue to escalate. Plumes of thick black smoke rose from the building, which houses an office used by the political leadership of Gaza's Hamas rulers. In response, Hamas militants have barraged Israel with rockets, killing at least 30 Palestinians and 2 Israelis. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has condemned Israel's actions.
The Palestinians should strengthen themselves, stand up, confront, and force the other party to stop committing crimes and surrender to righteousness and justice.
To sport now, and Manchester City has secured its third English Premier League title in 4 years. It's the club's fifth Premier League title overall, and it was officially clinched after Manchester United lost 2-1 to Leicester City. Coach Pep Guardiola has won the title in 9 of the 12 seasons he's managed in Europe's top five leagues, and in that period he's won 31 trophies. City's biggest match of the season awaits the UEFA Champions League final against Chelsea. And taking a look at today's weather in Perth, possible showers and 23. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 17 degrees. Melbourne, much the same, and 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, similar conditions, 18. Wollongong, a shower or two and 21. Sydney, more rainy weather, 22. Newcastle, showers and a possible storm, 23. Brisbane, also similar conditions, and 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, a top of 30 degrees. And Darwin, blue skies and 34. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.